From the Land of Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 14th day of August 2012. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Stephen Flatt of Archer Financial Services will be here to take up the agricultural energies, and we'll discuss the weather forecast with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Along the way today, we'll hear about Thursday's agronomy day, next week's Follow the Corn Tour, and we'll get an update of crop progress as it came out from USDA yesterday afternoon. It all happens on the Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world from the University of Illinois.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/FarmerView.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Of course, it is a Tuesday afternoon here, the way the numbers settled up in Chicago for the day. The nearby contract in the soft red winter wheat for the afternoon finished at $8.39¾. That's down 17 on the day. December contract at $8.58¼, 17 and a half lower. The hard red July at $8.58, 19 cents lower. That in Kansas City. And then in Chicago, from the corn pit, September futures there were down 3¾ to settle at $7.79. December at $7.88, down 4¼. And the March at $7.99¼, down 4½ cents. May corn, $7.88¾, down 4. The July futures, $7.80¾, down 2½ cents. September contract, down a penny in the corn pit for next year at $6.72¾. And December corn of 2013 at $6.38½, down 4 cents for the day. August soybeans, $16.80, 23¾ higher. September at $16.23½, up a penny and a quarter. November futures, though, were down 3¾ at $15.97. January at $15.93, down 2¾. And March soybeans for the day at $15.15¼, up 2 for the day. May contract up 6 cents at $14.50¼. Bean meal futures finished at $5.30.80 on a settlement price, up $4.50 in the August contract. Bean oil at $52.83, a settlement there, down 12 cents on the afternoon. Live cattle futures at the Mercantile Exchange at $121.92½ were up a dime. The October at $126.90, up 52½. August feeders at $142.92½, that finished $1.47½ higher, and lean hogs at $91.80, down 15 cents. This is the Closing Market Report. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Nearby crude oil futures at $93.48 a barrel, up 75 cents. Ethanol at $2.57. That's a half a cent higher for the day. Natural gas at $2.83 6¢, a dime and 7¢ higher. The heating oil or diesel fuel at $3.35. Up a penny and 7¢, and the gold futures on the afternoon at $1,599.40 an ounce, down $10.20. The dollar at 82.47, that's up 0.03. The CRB index on the day at 300.32, that's up 1.32. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 82 degrees on a north-northwest wind at about 9 miles an hour. Mostly clear this evening, a low of 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a low of 66. Or rather, tomorrow evening, partly cloudy and a low of 66. Tomorrow during the day, sunny and a high of 89 degrees. Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day. Mostly cloudy, a high of 88 degrees. Thursday evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. That mainly before 1 a.m. And then Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high of just 75 degrees. Friday night, clear and 54. Saturday, mostly sunny, 74. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 54. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 75 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 55. And Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 79. We'll have a more complete detailed look at the weather forecast when we get closer to the bottom of the half hour. We'll talk with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Of course, it is a production of Illinois Public Media. Comes to you from the University of Illinois on a Tuesday afternoon. It is time to check in on what's been happening in the world of agricultural futures. On the phone line from his office in Newmarket, Indiana, is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of Newmarket. And good afternoon to you, Wayne. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Todd. It's a beautiful day in Newmarket.
Oh, it is a gorgeous day. I said that twice. That's because I didn't have my headphones plugged in, and I was trying to figure out where they went. Oh, let's see. Let's start in the marketplace, because yesterday was a pretty rough day in Chicago. Not much of a battle back, actually, today. What'd you make of the marketplace?
You know, it was sort of a disappointing turn on Tuesday. We looked at the overnight trade, started coming back, and looked, you know, like we'd, you know, got corn back to $8, and we got solidly above $16 in November beans, you know, coming into the morning, and it looked like we'd just going to restabilize or check back in for a Tuesday here with a little strength added in. As the day went on, it looked more like a consolidation trade. Well, fortunately, we didn't take out yesterday's low in the corn today. Didn't close really strong, but we didn't close really weak either. I think that we've got a lot wait-and-see attitude right now, Todd, as to let's maybe see some yields. Let's see what this rain that we got along the way, if it can help anything. But as we pretty much are seeing around here, the late rains are great for the soil. They're great for the trees and everything, but they aren't so great for the corn.
You know, the weather forecasters are really thinking that things have changed and that rain will stick around for quite some time. And, of course, we've got much cooler weather. Will that be good news for the soybeans?
You know, if they were the later variety soybeans and they can, you know, add a little growth, add, you know, flower a little more, add a few more pods, why, we can go ahead and, you know, gain a few bushels there. The biggest problem that we have right now, I mean, is basically we had aborted a lot of pods on most of these bean plants in a lot of the areas. Instead of clusters, we would have groups of one rather than groups of three and four pods in a cluster that way. And this rain will help fill out the beans that are in those pods, but you know, it isn't going to grow back extra pods in those clusters.
So
that
producers have been out looking, and what are they seeing? Just they getting
shortage of pods.
Just a shortage of pods. Are they getting any more growth at all on their beans at this
point?
You know,
I think some of them, if they were at 3.5 or above on the maturity and weren't planted too early, why, we are seeing some growth and some new flowering occur on some of those. So we are hopeful that we can add a few bushels because we're going to need every one of them.
And once we got through the USDA reports, there was kind of a feeling that some of the things that were happening beforehand, the idea that this market might move sharply lower faster, was assuaged, and it appeared, at least at that point, that it could hang on much longer than many had anticipated at higher levels. Are you still thinking that is the case today? And I know that was Friday, and it's only Tuesday, so it's not been very long ago.
Not been very long ago. I mean, the fact of the matter is, right now, you know, our opinion is that we are somewhat in a trading range here. You know, we're in the probably 775 to 825 type range on the corn for right now until more is known. We're in the, you know, we look at the soybeans, we're in the 50 actually on the low end of things, but more like a 1570 to a 1625 to 30 bracket here for right now until we can proceed a little farther down the line and see what some of the actual harvest results are going to be.
Speaking of harvest results, I saw some plot work from Arkansas that looked awfully good. I know you have some contacts in that area. Have they harvested much corn, and what does it really tell you about the marketplace there?
I think that there's some good areas and some bad areas in Arkansas, just like everywhere, but you know, they had a little more rain, and a lot of the corn down there is, you know, in some areas it's irrigated, so you know, I guess it would be very telling if your results that you saw were under irrigation or not, you know, that way. But no, the Mississippi, the Louisiana, some of that area's corn has been outstanding, been very good. Unfortunately, we're hearing that some of the guys that go in the fields that they actually even look good and got some rain up here, it looks like the test weight's going to be lacking.
All right. Anything else to add before I let you go?
That's about it for today, Todd.
All right. Thank you so much. And I would talk to you next week, but I'll be headed to New Orleans to see Mr. Zwicker and coming back up, of course, through Memphis, and we'll stop in and see John Bondurant.
Well, that'll be a fun time, and we'll be looking forward to reports from the road.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Oh, I'm getting really excited about a couple of upcoming events. First, Agronomy Day is Thursday of this week. Kicks off at 7 a.m. in the morning. We'll be running rack wagons out into the South Farm so you can see and talk to the researchers that have been working for you all year long. Maybe give them some fresh ideas about what you'd like to see them do in the coming months. That's Agronomy Day, sponsored by Crop Science Department here on the Urbana-Champaign campus. Starts at 7 a.m. It's free and open to everyone. Come on out. It's at the South Farms. That's just to the south and the east of the Assembly Hall on St. Mary's Road. And if you've been there recently, you know they're redoing that, and it's been closed for a long time. There's enough traffic for this one that they'll open it back up, so you're still going to come down St. Mary's Road to get to Agronomy Day, 7 a.m. on Thursday morning of this week. The other event is the Follow the Corn bus tour. That one's next week. We'll leave on Monday and return on Friday of next week. Dave Dickey will be in my stead here doing the Closing Market Report. I'll be having just a ball with about 53 really good listeners to Will Ag Agricultural Programming. We're headed to New Orleans, and we'll stop by some rail and grain terminals in Mountain City on the way, see John Bondurant, Dan Zwicker. It should just be a fantastic trip. All the details are in order, and it looks like a good one. The Follow the Corn bus tour, it's the first and probably the beginning of a whole set of travel schedule for willag.org. Now, let's turn our attention to the crop progress report released by USDA yesterday afternoon. It showed 78% of the corn crop had reached the dough stage as of the 12th day of August. The rolling five-year average is just 49%. By the week's end, 42% of that crop had dented, 16% is the five-year average, and then 10% of the crop had matured, 3% is the normal five-year rolling average. Crop condition, not so great, of course. 5% very poor last year at this time, 25% very poor this year, 25% in poor condition this year. That compared to 10% last year. Fair condition this year, 27%, 25% last year. Just 23% of the corn crop said to be in good or excellent condition this year. That compares to 60% last year. Now, here are the state statisticians from the five top corn-producing states with updates from their regions.
This is Travis Brazil, crop weather statistician for the USDA National Agricultural Statistical Service. Our field office with the weekly crops and weather report for the week ending August 12, 2012. Our saw a mix of cooler temperatures and widespread rainfall during the week. Statewide temperatures averaged 2.5 degrees below normal, ending a streak of 9 consecutive hotter than normal weeks. Rainfall amounts varied wildly, with the heaviest precipitation in northeast and southwest Iowa. Topsoil moisture levels declined to 91% very short to short, while subsoil moisture remained at 96% very short to short. The corn condition declined slightly, with a rating of 71% of the corn crop in very poor to poor. 95% of the corn crop has reached the milk stage, while 80% is at or beyond the dough stage. 45% of the corn crop has reached the dent stage, while only 7% of the corn is at a mature stage. Soybean condition improved for the first time in 7 weeks and now is rated 63% fair or better. This is Travis Brazil.
This is Brad Schwab, Chief Crop Statistician with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions. Statewide temperatures averaged a near normal 72.8 degrees. However, rainfall accumulations were reported once again below normal at only 28 one-hundredths of an inch, which was down 63 one-hundredths of an inch for the 7-day period ending Sunday, August 12th. There were a total of 6.3 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies held steady at 72% very short, 23% short, and 5% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was reported at 80% very short, 17% short, and 3% adequate. Corn in the dough stage was reported at 90% compared to 69% 1 year ago and 67% for the 5-year average. 62% was reported in the dent stage, and this compares to 24% 1 year ago and 23% for the 5-year average. And to round out the remaining progress categories for corn, 12% was rated mature and 1% had been harvested by week's end. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated at 42% very poor, 33% poor, 20% fair, and only 5% as good. Soybean blooming advanced to 98% compared to 95% a year ago and 92% for the 5-year average. 88% of the crop was setting pods compared to 70% last year and for the 5-year averages. 4% of the soybean crop was reported turning yellow compared to 1% last year and for the 5-year average. Overall, the state's soybean crop was rated 28% very poor, 27% poor, 33% fair, 11% good, and 1% excellent. And one final bit of news comes from last Friday's August crop production report. The average corn yield in Illinois was estimated at a very disappointing 116 bushels per acre, while soybeans were pegged at 37 bushels per acre. These yields will be updated again on September 12th. This has been Brad Schwab at the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is David Biar of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in the Nebraska Field Office. Crop conditions continue to decline with only limited precipitation, even though temperatures moderated. Half of the corn crop has reached the dent stage. Drought-damaged corn fields continue to be chopped for silage or baled for hay. A few fields of corn were harvested for grain in some southeastern counties, but progress is limited and not widespread. Corn conditions rated 22% very poor, 19 poor, 28 fair, 27 good, and 4 excellent. Over 80% of the soybean crop was setting pods, with the first fields turning color. Soybean conditions rated 18% in good to excellent condition. Producers are preparing fields for seeding of winter wheat in the west. Cattle are being removed from pastures and receiving supplemental feed. This is David Biar of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.
This is Dan Loftus, Deputy Director for the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, with the weekly crop weather report. Cooler, dry conditions prevailed during the week. Statewide, average temperatures were 3 degrees cooler than normal. Topsoil moisture supplies were relatively unchanged from the previous week and were rated 15% very short, 35% short, 49% adequate, and 1% surplus. Statewide, there were 5.9 days rated suitable for field work. Corn was 95% in the milk stage or beyond, compared to 65% for the 5-year average. Corn was 74% in the dough stage or beyond, compared to 26% average. And 23% of corn was in the dent stage. This compares to 5% average. Soybeans were 94% setting pods, compared to 74% average. And 2% of soybeans were turning yellow. That compares to 1% average. The corn crop was rated 77% in fair to good condition, while soybeans were rated 80% in fair to good condition. Both corn and soybean condition ratings held relatively steady from the previous week. For the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, this is Dan Loftus.
Hello, this is Andy Higgins with the Indiana Field Office of USDA NAS, and this is the crop progress and condition report for the week ending Sunday, August 12th. Total precipitation during the week ranged from 0 to 3.44 inches, leaving 5.6 days suitable for field work. These welcomed rain showers and cooler temperatures brought some relief to both crops and livestock. Hail caused some crop damage in a few localized areas. Temperatures ranged from 47 degrees as a low to 100 degrees for the high. Soybeans, hay crops, and pastures are expected to benefit the most from the recent precipitation, but it should also help the grain weight in some of the latest planted corn. More drought-damaged corn acreage was chopped for silage, as it will provide more nutritional value for cattle than it would if it were harvested for grain. 39% of the corn is in the dent stage, compared to 4% last year and 12% for the 5-year average. 4% of the corn acreage is now considered mature and safe from frost. Corn condition improved slightly and is now rated 9% good to excellent, compared to 39% last year at this time. 97% of the soybean acreage is blooming, compared with 90% for the 5-year average. 80% of the soybean acreage is setting pods, compared to 61% for the 5-year average. Soybean condition improved slightly and is now rated 16% good to excellent compared with 47% last year at this time. This is Andy Higgins reporting.
Our thanks to the state statisticians for their weekly updates of the Crop Progress Report. You can always hear it here on Tuesday afternoon. We bring you the five top corn-producing states in the nation. It is a Tuesday, and it's time to check in on the agricultural energy market. Stephen Platt of Archer Financial Services in Chicago, Illinois, now on the phone line to talk about that with us. Good afternoon to you, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Doc.
Well, go through what's been happening in the ethanol and the crude oil industry and how things appear to be managed with these higher corn prices from your perspective.
Well, certainly the corn price has had a dramatic impact on the ethanol anticipations of production here as we move forward, and whether you will see some government intervention in terms of the ethanol mandate. And I think there is certainly reason to believe that there will be some changes afoot. The margins, though, for the ethanol producer have been generally positive, running around 15 to 17 on average. Once again, that is an average. So there are certainly some people suffering and others doing better. But with that average, you still have ethanol producers making money.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Even if Washington, D.C. were to change something with the RFS or the mandates, would it really have an impact on ethanol usage?
Well, it certainly would probably tone down. I think there is the ability to at least pull back on ethanol usage, and the production levels certainly would generally fall. I think my general expectation is that by the time everything's said and done, because of the supply shortage of corn, that we could see at least 500 million bushels come off that ethanol number.
While that is a fairly large figure, it is not an enormous amount. I suppose it could make a difference.
Correct. And I think there will be certainly some discussion on where we go from here in terms of ethanol, in terms of the energy equation, making it more market sensitive, certainly, and that certainly is a big help right now.
Well, isn't the market sensitivity the reason that ethanol continues to be being used, that it is an oxygenate and an octane enhancer and most economically feasible for
and that's
blended?
What we'll be competing against. I think certainly there's other oxygenating enhancers and the like that could be somewhat competitive. Certainly, I think there are ethanol, in terms of ethanol usage, some room for possibly some substitution there, particularly if prices.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen. Any final word from you before I
let
you go?
Certainly the energy markets are trading in a range, economic considerations on the downside, but on the upside, I think there's still certainly concerns over the Mideast, which are helping to support values.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, you too. Thanks so much. That's Stephen Platt. He's with Archer Financial Services out of Chicago, Illinois. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes to take up the agricultural weather forecast.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Hey, if you haven't put it on your calendar just yet, make sure that on Thursday morning of this week, you plan to make a trip to Champaign-Urbana to the University of Illinois for our annual Agronomy Day. That starts at 7 a.m., but you can come any time in the morning. It does take quite some time to get around to see all four of the tours, and we'll be sending rack wagons out into the field, of course, to talk to the researchers and scientists and educators that have been working all year on all sorts of experiments in the field, and you can discuss with them their results and ask them questions about those results and the kinds of things that you'd like to see. That starts at 7 a.m., but come later if you want. If you want to see everything, you really need to be there fairly early. I'll be putting the rack wagons into the field till probably 11:30 or so. Everything will wrap up by the noon hour, and we'll have a lunch there as well. It all happens on Thursday morning of this week at the South Farms. St. Mary's Road has been closed. It will be open for that particular event because there are enough folks coming in. They don't want to really put too much pressure on Windsor Road coming back in from the south side of the South Farm. So you'll come in the normal way from the south and east of the Assembly Hall on St. Mary's Road Thursday morning of this week.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming is on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. Don, it's been a little cooler, a little cloudier, and even a little wetter here. Is it the sign of things changing for us in the Midwest?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. The changes are here, and they're certainly here to stay, certainly when it comes to temperature. For the next week, maybe a little bit longer than that, temperatures across the nation's midsection, the Corn Belt, the Western Plains, even the Southern Plains, areas impacted by the heat and dryness this summer, they're actually going to be below normal. Temperature is going to average that way, and there's also going to be some fairly good chances for more shower and thunderstorm activity, especially with in the next few days. We've got a rather healthy cold front, a pretty strong one, that's going to march across first the Western High Plains over the next couple of days and come right into the Midwest, bringing more cool air and bringing more showers and thunderstorms to just about all areas. The coverage should be very good.
It sure felt like over the weekend that fall was beginning to arrive in the cool air that came in, even smelled a bit like that as well. It would be about 3 weeks ahead of schedule, I suppose. So that seems to be where we're at for this season. Is that a good assessment of what's been taking place?
Well, yeah. And the thing to remember always with the weather, no matter if we're in drought, we're in wetness, we're in hot or cold, nature is the great equalizer. Things have a tendency to work their way and even things out. And a lot of times that means having to go through extremes. And so we are sort of going from one extreme, the hot and dry, to certainly a much cooler weather pattern. And it's going to be a pattern that's likely going to hold through the rest of August. Now, whether or not we go into September with this weather pattern, it really does look like the pattern we had all summer has broken down. And now we're trending towards a different weather pattern for sure.
Other places around the planet experiencing a similar trend?
Well, certainly, you know, things are definitely getting more active and more interesting. If we were to go over and take a look over at China, they've got a forecast that's pretty moist. Precipitation chances are going to be near to above normal over most of Asia, most of Eastern Asia, with temperatures pretty close to normal. So they're looking at some good conditions as they go through the tail end of their season.
And then turn your attention to the southern hemisphere. We'd better start talking about Argentina and Brazil. They're not there yet. They're not ready to plant, but they're in the midst of the end of the winter season. Moisture levels okay?
Well, not bad. And Argentina right now is about ready to go into a pretty wet weather pattern. It probably is not going to get into Brazil. But Argentina, which is pretty dry, so moisture profiles are not really good in Argentina, but they are going to be getting better.
Okay, anything else to add before I let you go?
Well, enjoy the cooler weather. I think a lot of folks are enjoying it, and it looks like it's here to stay for a bit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.